Admiral Mike Rogers, commander of U.S. Cyber Command and director of the National Security Agency, tells the House Intelligence Committee China and maybe other countries will be able to shut down and damage critical infrastructure in the United States by 2025. Richard Steenen is executive editor of the Security Current blog and founder of IT Harvest. He's author of the books Surviving Cyber War and Up and to the Right. He says only one part of Admiral Rogers' comment seems off the mark to him.
I was a little surprised at putting such a long time frame on that sort of thing. So a cyber attack against critical infrastructure is completely possible today, and there is some indication that it's imminent. In other words, it could be within the next 12 months. So to push something that far out to me seemed giving himself too much leeway. But I get a little upset about the Defense Department in particular talking about critical infrastructure when they have no direct responsibility for critical infrastructure. Obviously, they have to protect our boundaries and the state as it is. But, there's been some infighting as to who's responsible for protecting critical infrastructure, and DHS is carving that out. And through my research as I was getting my master's in kind of military history in the modern world was the fact that our military is actually very susceptible to cyber attacks. The thing that the Defense Department people and Admiral Rogers in particular should be worried about is the vulnerability of our weapons platforms. So we're all designed in, late 90s, early 2000s, and all were getting networked so that the ISR would form a sensor grid and command and control would be a communications grid, and everything was going to be hunky-dory, and we'd eliminate the fog of war, and nobody was doing software assurance on anything. So we have unencrypted communication channels. We have jammable and spoofable GPS signals. We have completely vulnerable weapons platforms like the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter that's got, 9 million lines of code that haven't been scanned and haven't had their vulnerabilities identified. So there's a bigger worry for our Defense Department than critical infrastructure, and they should stick to their knitting, is what I'm saying.
You write about the Buckshot Yankee cleanup effort as that being the wake-up call for the Department of Defense, Richard. The agent.btz worm, and Bill Lynn has spoken about that on this program, and you can hear that archived at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But how was that such a big development in the idea of net-centric warfare, and what did that wake the Pentagon up to, in your view?
I knew the story that Bill Lynn revealed in a famous article, and that was their wake-up call, even though there had been successful attacks against the Pentagon, especially their email servers, 2 years beforehand. But in the development of Cybercom, this plays a big part. The division that was responsible for monitoring SIPRNet and attacks across it were the ones, the part of the NSA that saw the agent.btz worm passing across it, and that's when they discovered that, we've got a problem. We must be infected with this worm because we see it on the network, much like a typical bank discovers infections on their networks. So lo and behold, in order to clean up, because, the Pentagon is still on old versions of Windows, they basically had to re-image probably millions of machines, or 3 million, desktops inside the Pentagon or the entire Defense Department. They re-imaged them all and, tried to move forward with, blocking the use of USB tokens. But later on, as the various branches started to decide, we're going to be, Navy Cybercom, and we're going to be Air Force Cybercom, and they decided that they're going to roll it all into one U.S. Cybercom, in part of the NSA, or in parallel with it, under the same commander, they chose essentially the network security guy to run that, General Keith Alexander. And inside any enterprise, network security is different than the people who actually handle the product development. So we've ended up with U.S. Cybercom, which is admittedly extremely good at what it does, providing network security and engaging in network offensive tactics, but doesn't have an eye towards the future battles where we actually have combat systems in the field that have to communicate and have to do that securely and have to be completely invulnerable to cyber attack. So So we've got this disconnect, just as we do in, you know, in automotive. You'll find IT security people who are really good at what they do, but they don't have anything to do with the security of the cars that are produced. So now we're going to have cars that are vulnerable to attack. And inside medical systems, the IT department has nothing to do with the medical devices that the company produces. So it's just repeating what we've seen over and over inside industry. The Defense Department, I believe, is going down the same path.